Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The last word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
When was the last time Scotland beat Ireland in a rugby international? I think it was 2017. Couple of close run things over the years. Last year they were close enough, made it a difficult game for us to win the championship. But they have imploded when they built themselves up in World Cup encounters. What sort of Scotland are we likely to get on Sunday at 3 p.m. at home to Ireland? Matt Williams, could it be, particularly when you look at the form of Glasgow in the URC, the best chance Scotland have had to beat Ireland in quite a while?
It could, Matt. Certainly Glasgow's form in the URC, and they also did reasonably well in the Champions Cup, is boosting Scotland, just as Leinster's form is boosting Ireland, and we look at the French teams and then we compare it to the English, who their clubs generally have been very poor in the Champions Cup. So yes, one of your questions there before was Scotland have only won 4 from the last 25 against Ireland. So what the problem with the Scotland side, this is a talented side. We've been saying this for a number of years, but it's consistency, Matt. We just don't know what this Scotland side can do because they're just so consistently inconsistent. Even last week against Italy, they had Italy on the racks, 19-9, one more score and Italy had gone at about the 60-minute mark and they relaxed and Italy ran in a couple of tries. It was 19-all. They relax like that on Sunday and Ireland will beat them. But we keep saying it's a talented side. It is. But they're not taking that DNA that Glasgow has, where they just know how to win, they find ways to win, and putting that into their national side yet. There's still some flaws in their concentration. So we'll find out on Sunday, but there is no doubt about the talent on the side with Finn Russell in this side, Dwayne van der Moor. That's a very good back line. Blair Kinghorn playing very well at Toulouse and coming back into the side, and Darcy Graham. It's a very, very good side.
But yet, Liam Toland, you look at it and you say, yes, a very good side, particularly with the backs, but you wonder how much ball will the backs get? Will the Scottish pack be as good as the Irish pack? And even if it does match the Irish pack for 50 or 60 minutes, it's when you look at the benches and suddenly you look at all the subs that Ireland can unleash to finish the game and you wonder, how will Scotland live with that?
Well, I suppose rugby at the level these guys are playing on Sunday, Matt, is a gladiatorial game of chess. And to back up what Matt was saying a little while ago, when Scotland are disciplined and focused like they were in the first couple of tries they scored, they were as good as Ireland were in many, many ways. And that's a worry, that's a concern. But then you look at someone like Fionn Russell, who is just outstanding. And I think the key part of Sunday's game is not Fionn Russell, but is the fact that Tam Jordan has replaced McDowell at inside centre, who ultimately has replaced probably one of the best players in the world, Tua Peluto. His loss at 12 for Scotland is absolutely immense. Had he been playing on Sunday, I'd be giving this a slight edge to the home side in Scotland. His absence is that important. And I think that if you look what Matt referred to there, the try that Brex, the Italian outside centre, scored to bring it to 19-all, Russell was lost in the middle of the park. He was completely dumbfounded. He didn't know what to do, and he threw a really, really silly pass to a very obvious Italian player. Had Tua Peluto been there, I don't think that would have happened, because he gives that shape, a little like Bundy Aki. He's a huge loss. On the flip side of that, Matt, then, I would say the Irish line-out performed very, very well. We scored tries, particularly sourcing at the front of the line-out. I'm not so sure England's line-out was particularly good. In fact, I'd say it was brutally bad. I think Scotland's going to be more challenging.
And is that why Peter O'Mahony is back in the team, do you think, Liam? Because he's the one change in the pack, because we still have Joe McCarthy and Tadhg Furlong unavailable because of injury. But Ryan Baird drops to the bench to leave Peter O'Mahony back in at 60, or sorry, at number 6, presumably for about 50 minutes before he's replaced.
Well, I think Paul O'Connell said something in terms of action. He says he also brings experience, which at the moment some other players can't offer. That's a pretty brutal and kind of reflection on the players, that the likes of Baird and stuff. Me, Bard is the future, Peter Mahey is the current and the past. But O'Mahony, like, you think that you know, I was involved in the Legends game last Friday night, and there were younger players playing for the Legends than Peter O'Mahony. He's 35. He's an extraordinary player, extraordinary character, brilliant in the line-out. And I think his organisational skill and leadership is a real nod of the Irish coaches to the Scotland, the test that they're facing on Sunday, and they don't want to take any chances. And having Peter O'Mahony, a class leader like him, just narrows down the focus for Ireland again towards that, what is needed to win.
Is something contradictory, though, Matt, in going back to the future for somebody like Peter O'Mahony at his age, when at the same time Simon Easterby was talking today, essentially saying that they're giving Sam Prendergast game time at out half to sort of get him ready for the future?
I couldn't agree more, Matt. You know, every time we doubt Peter O'Mahony, he comes back and proves us wrong. But, you know, Peter played, in the Autumn Internationals, he played 11 minutes against New Zealand, 16 minutes against the Pumas, 27 against Australia. Then Paris, he played against Paris for Munster, 49 minutes against Cast, 51 minutes, and Northampton, 49 minutes. He's had very, very little rugby, and the last game was on the 18th of January. So, you know, we had a joke, you know, at least he'll be fresh. But Ryan Baird is the future. He took more line-outs catches than any player on the field. Tyke Byrne was the next with 3. So, and I thought Baird in the Open was excellent. There is no doubt Omani's leadership. It's just going to become to a point, and I thought we'd reach that point last week where they were saying, okay, Peter was captain last year. Thanks very much. You've been an absolute icon. You are an icon. We're moving forward, but he's back in this week.
Yeah, and sorry, Matt, where is the lack of experience and leadership in that Irish pack? I mean, all of them have got dozens upon dozens of caps. Van der Fleer, Doris, Ryan, Byrne, should they have been part of the team for years? So how can they be lacking experience?
Yeah, I think Finlay Veelam is the only one that lacks starting experience, but he's got a lot of caps under his belt, many of them off the bench. I thought the same thing, Matt. Now, I'm not criticising Peter, because he is exactly what Liam said. He's a great line-out player. He's an icon. But there's going to come a day where they've got to say, look, when are we going for the future? When are we looking forward? And I don't think even putting Baird in is even not like Sam Prendergast. Baird's got a lot of runs under the bonnet, if you like. He's played a lot of international rugby, and he's really pushing. So look, Easterby got his selections right last week. Every one that he picked did well for him, including Jack Crowley off the bench, who I thought was superb. So we'll give him he's won a bit of credit for us. So we'll give him credit, but I was surprised that Peter was brought back in. But I have no doubt that once in, Peter will do what he usually does, especially against Scotland, rough him up and try and be as aggressive as he can. But I don't even know that he'll go more than 40.
Okay, and then what about the two big decisions in the back line, Liam, which are Robbie Henshaw replacing Gary Ringrose, who was excellent last week, and Sam Prendergast getting another run. And it was interesting to read the sort of how the English felt about Sam Prendergast. They don't seem to see what we in Ireland see in him.
Yeah, I think the midfield is easier to understand, because I think that was probably preordained in advance that Robbie would get a shot. Like, you know, Ringrose for me is that Rolls-Royce centre at Europe. He's been phenomenal. In fact, defensively he's been phenomenal, because Leinster have erred on that side, if you like. Looking at Hooker, I thought Kelleher should start again, although Dan Sheehan is clearly world-class. I think that's a good choice. For me, I was kind of feeling that Crowley would get the goal on Sunday, and the reason for it is because Scotland, if you let them play, I think they are someone who could punish you. And to get those early scores, and particularly the kicking scores, I think Crowley showed that he came on and did that. But the key thing about Sam Prendergast, for me watching, the thing that England, they could spend the next 6 months trying to do, and they can't do. They can't open space and create indecision in defence. And Jameson Gibson-Park and Prendergast are forming that relationship where Prendergast has time to kind of slip away and figure things out, allowing Jameson Gibson-Park to, like, that half break to James Lowe that led to Tyke Byrne, that was world-class subterfuge. England can't do it. And in tandem, Sam is able to do that then when he gets the ball in the wider slots. I love the way Ireland attacked just outside the last 20 and inside the first back defender. Between the two of them, they were really brilliant at unlocking space. And I assume that's why they're going again.
Mm. Matt, there's an interesting text from a listener who suggests Ireland miss Johnny Sexton's obsession with standards, etc. And Peter O'Mahony, is he the man to bring that level of obsession?
Well, Peter's been a great leader for Munster and Ireland. He did a superb job last year, if we remember. The Ireland, even though they didn't win a Grand Slam, won the championship. So the answer to that is yes. But you've also got Caelan Dorris as a captain, James Ryan has captained Ireland and Leinster, Tadhg Byrne as captain Munster, you know, and he's an excellent leader. You know, there's a lot, you know, Josh, we're saying Josh van der Vliet doesn't have good standards. Like, I think that is not the only reason Omani's in. And the reason that he's in is known to, only to Simon Easterby. That is not putting Peter Omani down. But it was a shock selection for me to come from outside the squad into starting. I thought Ian Henderson would probably have the best game off the bench he's had for a couple of seasons. And to him to be out of the squad and Baird to be back is a big call. Now, let's support the coach and support Peter and let's see what they do. But I don't think there's any way you can shake that up to say it's a big call. Just as Liam pointed out, Gary Ringrose going back to the bench, I thought he was magnificent. I think that is a big call, but it was preordained. So, look, that is still a very, very good Irish side. As you pointed out, Matt, it's a wonderful bench. We've got two young tens belting it out. Jack, I thought, was superb off the bench, as I said before. The problem is that last 20, he is a real weapon off the bench, and they may very well be saying, well, let's do that again this week, because as you pointed out, Matt, Scotland are doing a 6-2 bench. They've only got two backs, and they're not going to take Finn Russell off, nor should they, but that is going to be a weapon to change gear. And we saw that when the Irish bench came on at around the 55-60 minute mark, they changed the gear and England simply did not have the gears to go with it. They were beaten at that stage. The game was very close and England were close, but when the bench came on, they just lacked the intensity and I would say the fitness to match the pace that Ireland bench put on the game. And I think that might very well be the case on Sunday as well.
Liam, on a slightly wider point, and it's not directly relevant to this game, but overall for Irish rugby heading towards the World Cup, the fact that many of the key players last week, Jameson Gibson-Park, James Lowe, Bundy Aki, and to maybe an extent as well, Mack Hansen, that the spark for much of what happened, with the exception of moments from Prendergast and Sheehan and Conan, tended to come from the players who weren't born in Ireland. If we didn't have those players who would come in via various routes, either by residency or by grant, by parentage, where would this Irish team be?
Well, I think there's a PhD in that, Matt, because you and I have discussed down the weeks and months that the Leinster system is churning out wonderful, wonderful athletic rugby players, but there's not many kind of X-factor players coming out of that school system. That requires a show in itself to discuss, I would think. But you look at the X-factor that the players... Like, the moment I saw Jameson Gibson-Park, he struck me as a fella in the modern professional game who plays as if he's on the beach playing chip rugby. And an awful lot of his contemporaries play as if they have an Excel spreadsheet in their head. There's something unique about Gibson-Park that's really, really special.
You'd have to say the same about James Lowe, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, because he's probably top-end speed isn't the best in terms of international wingers, but there's something unique about him. And one of the things, I suppose, of the Six Nations weekend just gone by was the certain players who put the fear into defenders. And, you know, Dan Sheehan is one, Finn Russell is another, but James Lowe, boy, is he one, and Gibson Park. Those players, they're the uniqueness that kind of suspend time in many ways and allow themselves to make... DuPont, I suppose, is the best of them, the last of them by a distance. But it's such a unique skill set that they have that they can just gain those extra seconds that they don't deserve. They earn them some way, and it's just this mystique about them. And I agree with you. Irish system isn't churning out players like that, and we're very lucky to have them.
Okay, give us your call. Liam, what do you expect for Sunday's game?
Well, I think Ireland, as I said, if Tua Peluta was playing, I'd probably go differently, but I think because he's not, I'm going to go Ireland.
Matt?
I'm with Liam. Tua Peluta is a huge loss, but I think that's a very good Ireland side, and I think it's an excellent bench that'll do to Scotland what they did to England in the last 20 minutes.
And the other games... Italy at home to Wales, and I think Wales are the outsiders in that. And then England. Will England have yet another defeat when they play France at home tomorrow afternoon, Matt?
Without doubt. Without doubt. I am absolutely lost in the selection of the back line and moving Marcus Smith to fullback and bringing Finn Smith in. Now, Finn Smith's a talented young man, but Marcus Smith, who is also talented, has made error after error after defensive error when they put him to fullback. And it's not his fault, because to be thrown in as an international fullback with very little experience is exceptionally hard. And he cost them the game against Australia. He was out of position when he was switched to fullback. He got himself in a terrible position with Bundi Aki the other day, and Bundi just gave him the Maori sidestep, ran straight over him like a speed bump. And to put him there, I think, is a major error, especially when you consider, you look at that French side, how did they score a lot of those tries? Cross-field kicks to the area that should be marked by a fullback and the winger. I just found that an astounding selection. You look at that French side, it's a better French side this week with the return of Damien Penaud than it was last week. They'll be better for the run. That is an exceptionally good French side.
Got to leave it there. Matt Williams, Liam Toland, thank you both so much.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.